Despite overwhelming political support since September 11th, the Bush administration has drawn criticism for some counterterrorism measures. Among the most controversial, the Justice Department's secret detention of immigrants on undisclosed charges, and the president's order creating military commissions to try accused terrorists. At the Capitol yesterday, Attorney General John Ashcroft staunchly defended the anti-terrorism campaign from skeptics in both parties. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Yesterday's hearing was billed as something of a rumble, but turned out to be more of a pas de deux, though the Attorney General certainly came out firing with both guns aimed at his critics.
Charges of kangaroo courts and shredding the Constitution give new meaning to the term fog of war. Let me take this opportunity to be clear. Each action taken by the Department of Justice, as well as the war crimes commissions considered by the President and the Department of Defense, is carefully drawn to target a narrow class of individuals, terrorists.
With public opinion polls showing overwhelming support for all the administration's anti-terrorist measures, senators were loath to have a major confrontation with the Attorney General. And to a senator, they all supported the concept of military tribunals to try some individuals with fewer protections than would be afforded in a civilian courtroom or even a court-martial. But the Democrats and some Republicans were openly troubled at the idea of the president unilaterally conferring on himself unchecked power. Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy observed that in recent days, administration officials have gone out of their way to back off from some of the broad powers in the military commission order signed by the president, and he asked Ashcroft if his current understandings are correct.
Is it my understanding, correct, that the administration, does not intend to use military commissions to try people arrested in the United States? Two, the military commissions would follow the rules of procedural fairness used for trying U.S. military personnel. And three, the judgments of the military commissions will be subject to judicial review.
I cannot say that I have that understanding in the way that you have it. The president's order, which I believe to be constitutional, assigns to the Department of Defense the development of a framework that would answer many of these questions, and it's premature to try and anticipate exactly what that framework would be, in my judgment.
Indeed, on almost every subject, Ashcroft gave up not one inch of ground. The president, he said, has the constitutional and statutory authority to establish military tribunals on his own. The procedures, said the attorney general, will be full and fair. But pressed by committee members, he refused to commit to a guarantee of any single procedure, whether there would be a requirement for a unanimous verdict in a death penalty case, whether there would be a presumption of innocence, what standard of proof the government would have to meet, whether the trials would be open, or whether there would be any appellate review. Even the precise questioning of Democratic Senator John Edwards of North Carolina didn't budge the Attorney General.
Do you believe that there needs to be a process that allows some appeal that looks at the fundamental question of how the trial was conducted, whether in fact there's evidence that was not considered by the court that would have shown this person in fact did not do it, did not commit this crime?
I believe that the President and the Secretary of Defense both, according to the order, constitute appellate authorities.
The President and the Secretary of Defense are the people who decided the prosecution should be brought in the first case.
Ashcroft said, nonetheless, if there is to be an independent review, only the President can authorize it through the yet-to-be-issued regulations. Republican Mike DeWine of Ohio observed that millions of Americans travel and live abroad and could be affected by the perception of the tribunals.
I think the greatest thing we export is the rule of law. And we do a great job in trying to convince people that if they really want to advance, if they want to protect rights, they want to have advancement in civilization, they will in fact have the rule of law. And so I think we just need to be very, very careful as we approach this.
But if DeWine expected a warm and cuddly answer, he didn't get one.
I can't think of a more savage interruption and disruption and violation of the rule of law than the events of September the 11th.
On subjects other than the tribunals, Ashcroft was just as adamant, defending the treatment of detainees as fair and proper and the handling of immigration appeals. Republican Arlen Specter pressed Ashcroft on the Justice Department's new policy to continue to hold immigrants in jail even after an immigration judge and an immigration appeals court has concluded there are no grounds to hold them.
What is the standard for detention after two judges have ruled that he should be released?
Ashcroft replied that immigration judges work for the Department of Justice.
And if the Attorney General develops an understanding that it's against the national interest, then those orders are overruled.
Several of the Democrats leaped on Ashcroft about revelations that he has forbidden the FBI to check the federal gun records compiled under the Brady Law. In the past, the FBI has been allowed to check those records to see if illegal immigrants had purchased guns. But Ashcroft, a longtime opponent of gun control, overruled FBI attempts to check records for those arrested after September 11th. Democrat Edward Kennedy.
Why is the department handcuffing the FBI in its effort to investigate gun purchases by suspected terrorists?
Democrat Charles Schumer noted that Ashcroft had been tough as nails about getting every other tool he could use against terrorists.
But when it comes to the area of even illegal immigrants getting guns and finding out if they did, this administration becomes weak as a wet noodle.
Ashcroft's answer was simple. The law, he said, does not allow the use of these records for investigative purposes, and he can't pick and choose which laws to abide by. He has to abide by them all.
I believe that the United States Congress, in enacting the law which created this database, limits the lawful use of this database.
But even when pressed by Schumer and others, Ashcroft would not commit to supporting a change in the law. He promised only to review it. All of which prompted Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell to congratulate Ashcroft.
The best evidence, it seems to me, that you have won the public discussion over military commissions is that this hearing seems to become a hearing about gun control.
Perhaps no exchange, however, typified the hearing more than this one between Democrat Maria Cantwell of Washington State and the Attorney General.
If we are expanding the watching capacities of the FBI and the Justice Department, who should be watching the watchers in our oversight?
You remind me of a spate of cartoons that has appeared in the last week, and it's generally a kid sitting on Santa's knee and Santa saying, I know when you've been sleeping, I know when you've been awake, I know when you've been bad or good. And the kid looks up and says, who are you, John Ashcroft?
I'm not sure everybody in America is laughing at that.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.